Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Strawberry Summer is the fourth and final book of the O'Shaughnessy Chronicles, authored by Harold William Thorpe. Strawberry Summer is set in the early 20th century and is a historical fiction in category. Harold joins us today to introduce us to Catherine and his other characters. Harold, welcome to The Author Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Harold, without giving too much away, what is Strawberry Summer about?
Well, Strawberry Summer tells about reaching toward a brighter future. It's for those who want to get up each morning excited to face each new day. The main character is Catherine O'Shaughnessy. Stories from her viewpoint. She's 75 years old, living alone, tending her English cottage garden, enjoying birds and animals in her yard, and spend a good deal of time cherishing memories of her past. Her son, Bill, isn't happy that she's living alone because he's worried that she might fall and hurt herself or perhaps even something worse, and there'll be nobody there to help her. He wants her to come live near him, and he certainly is also concerned about her spending so much time living in the past. Three events occur in her life that turns it topsy-turvy. First, a neighbor who she'd always thought to be a mean little man turns out to be a good friend and even wants her to go into business with him. Then a letter from the past reappears, a letter that had been intercepted and withheld by her best friend and confidant, a letter that might have given Catherine a life of happiness. And finally, a friend appears from the past who wants to renew a relationship that had ended many years before. What should Catherine do? Is she too old to start a new life, to make changes in her life? And if she does make changes, what will it be, a man? Her future, productivity, and independence.
As I said in my intro, Strawberry Summer is the final book in a four-book series. What served as the inspiration for the O'Shaughnessy Chronicles?
Well, it all started with my mother at 93 years of age, writing a story about the first 30 years of her life and published that story. And I took her experiences, the people in her life, and the events that occurred. And first of all, I wanted to just continue what she was doing, which was to write nonfiction, to write a memoir. But I didn't have enough information, so I had to learn to write fiction. And so I fictionalized her stories.
Do you picture any particular type of reader that would most enjoy reading your series?
Well, I think someone seeking purpose in life, or even someone entering the golden years, although I've found that the golden years won't fall into your lap. It takes some work to find it. And that's what the book's about, finding something of interest, some purpose in those golden years.
How would you describe your style of writing?
My editor says that I am often humorous, sometimes whimsical, that I have a good affection for my characters, and that I capture the essence of time and place, but I describe it quite differently. I'd use a song of the 1970s that was titled A Little Bit Country and A Little Bit Rock and Roll. My early books, the first two in the O'Shaughnessy series, are mostly country. And the third book becomes all rock and roll with Catherine, the main character in this fourth book, and her sister Ruby and cousin Gusta romping through the pages of the story. Strawberry Summer is a little rock and roll, a little country, has a detective story built in, but it's mostly nostalgia.
I love your descriptions and I love that song. So you've also written several children's books. Do you prefer one genre over the other?
I probably know more about writing adult books. I think I've studied that more. But when I started writing, I had one grandson, and I felt that I should write a book just for him. His name was Wyatt, and we have a second home in Door County, Wisconsin. We're in the woods, and so we always called that Wyatt's Woods, so I named the book Wyatt's Woods. After a while, along came three more grandchildren. There became Aubrey's Attic, and Grayson's Garage, and Bellamy's Ball. Once I'd written one, I had to write all three so that all my grandchildren had one.
So if you had to compare Strawberry Summer and your O'Shaughnessy Chronicles series to any other books, what would those other books be?
Well, I've been influenced by many sources. My mother, of course, writing the memoir of her early life. But I also was influenced by Clyde Edgerton is walking across Egypt, and Fanny Flagg fried green tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, Ollie Van Burns' Cold Sassy Tree. Even the movie Driving Miss Daisy, they all wrote about the elderly, and they all wrote about it with humor. I was affected also by books in my youth, like Mark Twain and Louisa May Alcott. In fact, Ruby and Gusta, my books, are female reincarnations of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. The radio programs influenced me, too. I listened to radio series because I'm pre-television as a youth. Listened to Captain Midnight, Tearing the Pirates, and many others. And I've read that Southern writers are influenced by the Southern tradition of storytelling. So I think storytelling, radio programs, and books leave a lot of room for the imagination. Catherine explains this best when she says, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but if you ask me, a picture is only as big as its frame, but a book's as big as your imagination.
Oh, I love that. So since Strawberry Summer is the last in your series, are you writing another book now?
I'm not. I've been writing some short stories that I've entered into contests. I'm not sure if I'm going to write another full book or not, although I do have one that's partly written that I might pursue, but it wouldn't be the same family story that the O'Shaughnessy Chronicles has been.
Do the characters in your series resemble people you know, or are they pure imagination?
The main characters all are people I know, and because they are people I know well, it'd be my mother and her family, her sisters and her mother and father, and because I know them well, I tried to duplicate their personalities in my books, and I think I have. I think I've made their relationships quite realistic. But there are fictitious characters in my books, too.
Strawberry Summer is set in a small town, Wisconsin. Why did you choose that location for your story?
Because I knew it best. I grew up in that small town in that area of Wisconsin, the southwest part of the state, specifically Iowa County, Wisconsin, and all of my adult stories occur within Iowa County. It's an area that I know well.
Now that your series is finished, what will you miss most about the O'Shaughnessys?
I've lived with them for quite a few years, which means I've lived with my family members for quite a few years, and it's going to be like leaving an old friend behind. But not really. I still have the memories.
How did you come to the title Strawberry Summer for your last book?
Well, the last book is Catherine, at least at first, living in the past. Because of this neighbor friend who I mentioned earlier, growing strawberries, and they're coming together to even go into business, raising strawberries and making pies out of them. It seemed a natural claim that she came in from the past into her strawberry summer, and I'd wish that all older people would find their own strawberry summer.
What would you like readers to most remember after they've read Strawberry Summer and your O'Shaughnessy Chronicle series?
That it's never too late to find purpose in life.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So will you please read a short excerpt from Strawberry Summer for our listeners?
I will do that, but I'll just explain a little bit before I read. As I had said earlier, Catherine's son Bill wants her to leave her home and come live near him. And in fact, he goes so far as to even have a realtor come to her house and try to convince her. But Catherine won't be convinced, and after they leave, she sits down and thinks over what had just happened and writes this letter to Bill, and I'll read it. "You must think that I'm a foolish old woman who doesn't have enough sense to come in from the rain. I know you want me to be safe, so I don't begrudge your attempts to get me to leave. But you're not old enough to know what it's like to have lost friends, family, and heroes. Just imagine if everyone was gone. Your mother, father, sisters, all your friends, all the celebrities that you've admired and enjoyed. My fingers would collapse from exhaustion if I listed everyone who has left me. You wake up one morning and it's an alien world. The people, the places, and even the morals have changed. All you have are memories and keepsakes. My only reason to live is to embrace those memories, to keep my family alive a little longer. Call me a sentimental old woman. Call me a romantic. Say I'm living in the past. I plead guilty. But that's not the whole of it. I've lived in this house and tilled this yard for half my life. I know the plants and animals almost as well as I knew my family. With little else to do in the winter, the birds at my feet are my source of entertainment and pleasure. My family may be gone, but the animals bring pleasure year-round. I can't leave them to struggle alone. I feel a responsibility to feed and protect them. I know, sometime I'll have to leave. but don't make it sooner than necessary. With all my love, Mother.
Oh, I love that. Harold, what are the titles of the other three books in your O'Shaughnessy series?
Well, the first one is Giddy Up, Tin Lizzie, and that story begins in the early 1900s with Catherine's father and mother. And the second book is Bittersweet Harvest, continues from the viewpoint of Catherine's father and mother. But by then, Catherine and her two sisters, Sharon and Ruby, are teenagers. And then the third book is about those teenagers, Catherine, Sharon, Ruby, and their cousin from Texas, who comes to live with them for a year. And that's called Puppet on a String. And the fourth book here is Strawberry Summer, which is just about Catherine and her old age.
Harold, where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase Strawberry Summer?
Well, mostly on my website, which is haroldwilliamthorpe.com. And I also sell through major online retailers, but my website will give you ability to directly purchase through the website or even to go to other sources to purchase. Plus, there's a huge amount of information on that website. I even have an 8-part series telling people how to write their own family story, or at least helping them be able to write their own family story. It has excerpts from the book. It tells about each book, both the children's and the adult books. It gives a bit about each character that actually had lived, that was the inspiration for the characters in the book. It has recipes. It has stories of the history of the area the book occurred in, about the various populations that inhabited that area, the Italians, the Cornish from Cornwall in England, and the Irish. And it's just a huge amount of stuff on that website.
Thank you for that information. We've been talking with Harold William Thorpe, author of Strawberry Summer and the O'Shaughnessy Chronicles. Harold, thank you so much for taking time to share your story of the O'Shaughnessys with us. I really enjoyed learning about this family, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. When you publish your next book, I do hope you'll come back and visit with us again.
Well, I'd certainly like to, and it's been an enjoyable half hour or so, and thank you for asking me.
When taken individually, Strawberry Summer is a satisfying standalone story about an aging woman's acceptance of her life journey, the fact that she can't change the past, and her revised purposes for a better future. As part of the series, it provides a fuller flavor to its predecessors by continuing the O'Shaughnessy family legacy and exploring evolving facets of Catherine's life and connections to it. Readers seeking a cozy novel of family interactions, aging, and renewed purpose will find Strawberry Summer quietly compelling and warmly revealing. That is a very good review for Strawberry Summer, and I hope it's an incentive to start reading, and I thank you for listening. The Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com. And selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podomatic, and many more. Are you an author who would like to be featured on our show? Please visit theauthorshow.com and complete the interview request form so that we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and the Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Please visit our site daily as we continue to introduce really wonderful authors and their very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.